14675 megahertz repeater, which will relay it worldwide through the Internet Repeater Linking Project. The ISS will come over the horizon at 11:29 and will take about 10 minutes to pass overhead and disappear from our view. Commander Frank Culbertson is expected to man the radio on the space station under the call NA1SS. Students from throughout the school submitted questions to ask, and a panel of teachers selected the winning questions. The prize for the students who wrote the questions is getting to step up to the microphone and ask the question live during the ISS pass. This classroom features a permanent amateur radio station for HF, VHF, and UHF, and satellite operation. Please stand by. The space station is currently over Canada and is rapidly approaching us from the northwest. In a moment, it will appear over our radio horizon and our contact will begin. Thank you. NA1SS, this is W4UNC at Guy B. Phillips Middle School. Over.
W4UNC, this is much better. We had people trying to break in on the other one.
Okay.
Sorry. With the questions, please.
Here we go.
This is Sophia. It is called the International Space Station, but which nations are the main participants? Over.
Sophia, this is Frank, the commander of the group, and we have 16 nations participating. Russia and the U.S. are the primary participants, with Canada and Japan having large investments, and the European Space Agency has a very large investment also. Over.
This is Kathy. How have the lessons learned from Mir been applied to the International Space Station? Over.
The lessons learned from Mir have been applied in many ways. In fact, a lot of the technology that was used on the Mir has been improved and incorporated in the Russian segment. And the way we operate, what we learned about operations in Mir has been incorporated in our multinational, multicultural operations here. Over.
This is Arosha, KG4FTR. If you ever make some sort of mess on a space station, how do you clean it up? Over.
If it's a liquid mess, we generally use towels, sometimes a vacuum cleaner. If it's a lot of small parts, we either use a vacuum cleaner or we just go around and pick them up one by one. But you're right, that's a major problem up here in zero-G. Over.
This is Cindy, K1UNC. Hurricane Michelle caused a great deal of damage in Cuba. Were you able to track its progress from the space station? If so, what did it look like? Over.
Roger, we can see Michelle very clearly. It was very large. The problem is we can't see what's going on underneath it, but we can see where the eye was. We were watching it closely because we were hoping it wouldn't affect the shuttle on the pass. It's supposed to come pick us up in December, but after it passed Cuba, we couldn't really see much in the way of damage or effects of it other than the change in color of the Caribbean. Over.
This is Ricky. My science class is doing a project studying how reality affects dreams. Can you tell us if your dreams in space are any different from your dreams on Earth? Over.
I don't think they're really very different. In fact, I don't really usually dream about being in space. I dream about being back on Earth. Everything seems pretty normal. Over.
This is Philip. Do you have space? And if so, what happens when you drink them? Over.
We don't have any. They tried it on the shuttle a couple of times and on Mir. If you have a lot of carbonation, they go all over the place, so they're pretty difficult to drink up here. Over.
This is Rachel, KG4NYF. I'm a violin player, and I was wondering if you have a favorite instrument you like to listen to in space. Over.
Actually, Rachel, we have a guitar and a trumpet up here. I like them both. I don't have much time to play them, unfortunately. I like listening to all kinds of music. All three of us do. Over.
This is Alex. What actual time do you use since you pass over all the different time zones? Over.
That's a very good question, Alex. Normally we use Universal Time or Greenwich Mean Time, and we generally get up at 6 and go to bed around 10. Right now we're shifting our sleep to wake up at, for us, what would be 1:30 in the afternoon and go to bed at 5 in the morning, so it works out to about the same time as the U.S. because we're getting ready for a spacewalk next week. Over.
This is Mai. How does this job affect your family's life? Over.
Well, that's a very good question because we're gone for so much. We're gone a lot for training, and then, of course, we're gone for 4 to 6 months on the station. So it's a lot like being in the military and deploying overseas. My family's very strong, and they deal with it very well, and we prepare for it. But it does affect your time away from your family, and we miss each other very much. We're all looking forward to December. Over.
is Dustin. How do you communicate with the people from different countries in the International Space Station? Over.
That's another excellent question, Dustin. English is our primary language. However, I speak enough Russian to be able to talk to the Russian Mission Control Center and a little bit of Japanese and a couple other languages, but that's just by chance. We mainly use English, but communication is very, very important no matter where you are. You have to learn to be able to understand each other and to express yourself clearly. That's important for you guys, too. Over.
This is Kathy. How is being an astronaut rewarding to you? Over.
Well, I've wanted to be an astronaut since I was 13, Kathy, and worked towards that by reading everything I could about how astronauts have trained and educated themselves and prepared for this. And I've been very fortunate to have my dream come true. And that's probably the best thing about it is to have your dreams come true. But as far as being an astronaut, being able to travel, to be able to go into space and to be weightless and to see the Earth from this unique vantage point is the best reward I have. Over. And before I lose you kids, I want to say that I'm very proud of what you're doing. Happy to hear a lot of your amateur radio operators, and your questions are really, really good. I'm very impressed by what you know and what you do, and I hope you keep up the good work in your education. It's the most important job you're doing right now.
Thank you! NA1SS, this is KE4JZM. Clear. W4UNC, clear.
Uncle Peter Vanderhoof, great job. The Fairfax, Virginia, Bus Middle School, sounds good.
Western Washington.
Number 9, Georgia, and Charlie, Champaign, Illinois. Good job.
Sheffield, UK.
Rotherham Central, UK, yeah. Sounds okay, yeah. Thanks for the work put into it, over.
Big California near San Francisco. Thank you very much, kids.
Kilo F3, Victor Mike Alpha, Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, Monsignor Bonner High School. Thank you. Good job.
Track with 6 Romeo Juliet Zulu in Canmore, Alberta. Very informative.
Direct Hill 7 Juliet, Mexico, November, Camels, British Columbia.
Alpha Alpha I Yankee Foxtrot, Champaign, Illinois. Good job.
For Papa for Alpha India. For also retransmitting to the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network.
Victor Kilo Fox is Oscar Kilo, Adelaide, South Australia. Thank you very much. Well done. CK5OK.
Victor Kilo 2 Mike Tango. 3:45 Thursday morning. Very, very good. And I have recorded it this way.
7 Echo India, November, Clearwater, British Columbia. Very good job. Sounds good.
But great work, guys. Certainly was a great broadcast, and great that the IRLP played such a large part. E3SY, Petersburg.
Alpha 3, uniform, near Toronto, Ontario. Nice job. It was interesting to listen to.